Welcome back. We're really pleased to welcome to the program today the new head of school at the Woodward School here in Quincy. Alex McGay is our guest. He has stopped on by to tell us a little bit more about himself and about the school. So, Mr. McGay, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming over.
You bet. Great to be here. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. We had a great relationship with your predecessor, Renee Duchesne-Farkas, and we hope to continue that under your leadership as well. Pretty new, though, still, right here at Woodward School?
That's right. I started on July 1st, and it's been great getting to learn more about Woodward and Quincy. And we have quite a team, and it's great to have our students finally on campus after a couple months of summer weeks.
Right.
It's great having them back.
Yeah. Well, right off the bat, I can tell you're not from here because you say Quincy and not Quincy. So that'll be a learning experience, I'm sure. But give us the Alex McGay story, if you could.
Sure. So I'm from Worcester.
Okay.
And kind of grew up in that region, and I attended school at Wachusett in Holden, Mass, a regional school. And when I was in high school, I had the opportunity to meet community leader Ron Burton, who was actually the first Patriot, the first drafted player of the New England Patriots when they were founded in 1960.
Really?
And he founded an all-boys camp in Hubbardston, Mass, and I had the privilege of attending when I was in high school.
Okay.
And it was a transformational experience for me. And I got to see the impact that a same-sex organization can have on an individual. And that really fueled my aspirations. And I later attended the University of Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. And I had the opportunity to work for Coach Calipari in the 90s.
Oh, okay. And
that kind of led me into a coaching career that's led me into independent school education. So I started teaching in 1998 at an independent school in Winchendon called the Winchendon School.
Okay.
And it's a boarding and day school, co-educational.
Oh, okay.
And so my first 8 years or so, I was teaching English as a second language and art and working in admissions while also coaching basketball. And we had some great teams. We had some players from all over the country, all over the world, including one kid who had already been drafted by the Dallas Mavericks. Mm. It was the year of the lockout, and they couldn't bring him into camp, so they sent him to my school.
Okay.
And I got to teach him English and got to coach him in basketball. And when the season ended, he went directly to the Mavericks, and it was pretty special. And then after about 8 years, I decided that school leadership was my thing, and I really wanted to kind of explore that area. So I went back to UMass and pursued my master's in education administration.
Which campus?
In Amherst.
In Amherst, yep. Okay. Yeah.
And that was a two-year program and a 300-hour internship in school leadership that I was able to do at other independent schools. And following that degree, I became a dean of community life, followed by dean of services and dean of students, and then student life. Then I got into fundraising.
Okay.
So over that 10-year period, I was really able to explore all areas of school administration, and that helped me kind of move my career to the next level and kind of take on a head of school role and responsibility, which I'm currently in.
So from Western Mass to Quincy, how did that transition occur?
Well, we had a midway point of Newton.
Okay.
So my last school was in Newton.
Okay.
We were at Learning Prep School for a few years, which is an amazing school. And after 20 years, we were ready for a change and a more diverse community with a lot of cultural options for us. It was a really exciting move for us.
Mm. Us.
And my wife,
okay.
Raymond, and I.
Okay.
And Quincy.
Hey, very good.
Really enjoying, it's a really new community for me. And everyone I've met in town have been incredibly kind and supportive. And I'm really enjoying getting to see some of the historic destinations and exploring some of the fine cuisine. So it's we love it.
Great. Well, welcome. Are you living in Quincy?
I live in Watertown.
Okay.
So I commute.
Okay.
It's kind of a reverse commute.
Yes.
It seems like everyone's going north.
Yes.
When
yeah.
I'm coming south, but it, you know, getting to know the area a little bit more each passing week.
Yeah. Well, it seems like the relationship between your coaching experience and school administrative experience seem to have followed you throughout your career. Do you think that one will kind of benefit the other?
I think so.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely. You know, coaching, you have to, you know, have goals and you have to get your team together, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. You have to motivate your team and you know, enjoy the journey to achieve your goals. And it's not about, you know, winning championships. Mm-hmm. It's about enjoying the journey. And we get to win a couple championships over my time, but had a lot of great kids and great teams that didn't, but we have really close relationships with all of them, and kind of going on that journey with them is what, you know, keeps you connected to them.
Right.
And helping them learn and grow. It's very similar to, you know, running a school.
Sure.
And building your team and helping kids.
Yeah. So when you first heard about the opportunity at Woodward, you know, what was that attracted you to that opportunity in particular?
Well, you know, being in all-girls school, having
yeah.
that experience at the Ron Burton Training Village and kind of experiencing it firsthand and knowing how transformational it could be,
yep.
that was a real exciting component for
okay.
me. And then,
because that's how it impacted you, right?
Yes.
During your time, yeah.
Totally.
Okay.
And, you know, learning about the history of the school and its connection to
yep.
the town was really exciting. And then, you know, when I came to campus and I got to meet the team of teachers and administrators and board members who are so committed to the school, and I really felt their passion mm-hmm. and connection to the mm-hmm. school, and that made it, you know, really exciting, and I wanted to join that team too.
Okay, yeah. Curious, what you say transformational, what did it transform you from to during your time?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Ron Burton,
yep.
if you knew him, he was just such an incredible person. He really cared about others. And even though he achieved, you know, great success as an individual, he always preached, you know, others first, you know, and you know, me, you know, after.
Mm-hmm.
A real sense of humility and empathy. And really helping others and helping your community. And my perspective before that was a little different, and I hadn't had exposure to something like
mm-hmm,
that, and
mm-hmm.
it really helped ground me and set goals to, you know, to help others, and first, you know, as a coach and then as a teacher and,
yeah.
and now as a school leader, that he really helped me lay my foundation.
Okay, so you hope to do that with obviously with the students at Woodward. They're at
yeah.
that impressionable age, right, as well?
Yes,
yeah.
yeah, absolutely.
Oh, very good. You mentioned also art. There's art in your background?
Yes.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Definitely. So at UMass, in my bachelor's, under my undergraduate experience, I was a painting major and art history major.
Really?
You know, working for Coach Cal,
yeah.
people said, you know, basketball and art, do those really go together?
I'm thinking the same thing, yeah.
And I was able to find a career that I could combine them both. And so I've kind of kept that. I still, you know, I think my creative ability helps me in a lot of different ways, whether it be school marketing or social media.
Mm.
And I still like to dabble in the studio a little bit.
Okay.
Painting? Yeah,
painting.
Okay. And most of my creative efforts are in the kitchen now, though.
Okay, all right, that's an art.
But it comes
it's
in
the culinary
handy.
Culinary art, right?
It comes in handy in a lot of ways.
Sure.
And you know, at Woodward, we really emphasize creativity
mm.
as a major skill set that all people should have, whether you're a great painter or not. Being creative can really help you solve problems
mm-hmm.
and, you know, find solutions to complex problems.
Okay, so will there be kind of a curriculum change to reflect that? You know, are you planning
well,
anything different?
You know, the arts have always been important at Woodward,
yeah.
and so it's not so much a shift, but mm-hmm. a continuation.
Okay.
And we have a real strong arts program, and you know, visual art as well as performance
yes.
art. And we have a newly formed partnership with Break a Leg. And Break a Leg is a company from Marshfield that is partnering with us this year, and they're going to be teaching our performance art. So they're going to work with all of our middle school students during the academic period to help them put on a couple performances during the year.
Oh, okay.
One in the winter and probably one in the spring.
Okay. At Woodward?
At Woodward,
okay.
Yeah. And we have this beautiful auditorium. Our campus was, you know, fully renovated over a two-year period, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
In our auditorium, we have you know, a great audiovisual system and lighting. The stage is amazing, and they're going to be teaching our kids during the academic day as well as in the afternoon,
okay,
when the high school students are able to participate, and they'll be putting on a couple performances as well. And Break a Leg is kind of coordinating all these efforts.
Okay.
And they work with some people that have been on Broadway and off Broadway.
Really?
And they're really a dynamic duo, so we're really excited to have them. They're also teaching music and rhetoric to our students this year.
Fun. Will these, do you think, maybe be community performances at some point in the future?
We hope so.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You mentioned also you taught English as a second language. Do you speak other languages?
I don't,
okay.
We had students from around the world at my previous school, and so my job was to, you know, help them learn, you know, English as a second language. And I had students from, you know, China and Japan and Vietnam and Europe. So we had a good mix, and that was a good foundation, working with international students and kind of helping them adjust to life in America and help prepare them for college.
Sure. So we should talk a little bit about how Woodward has dealt with the pandemic and how it's dealing with it now, you know, what the protocols are now.
Sure, yeah. So luckily, last year Woodward was able to offer in-person learning throughout the year. And we had some students that were remote last year.
Okay.
This year, we're all in person.
All in person,
yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, students are wearing masks indoors.
Okay.
And we are, you know, working with it. Luckily, we have a great HVAC system, which really circulates the air, and air exchange in our classrooms is really effective. And so we were able to be in person this year. And we had our students test before, you know, all our community members test before coming to school. And we will, you know, do that after vacation so that we know we're all, you know, healthy and doing well. And our nurse is coordinating our, you know, COVID efforts, and she's been fantastic, and making sure we're all up to date and you know, healthy and doing well.
Yes, very good. No, so there's no restrictions on spacing or occupancy or.
Well, 3 feet in the classroom and
okay.
6 feet when they're eating.
So
we have our students kind of in separate areas for dining, so that they can. You know, we can offer that 6 foot distancing when they're reading. Yeah.
We should let folks know actually the grade level at Woodward and how many students are currently enrolled.
Yes, so we have grades 6 through 12,
right.
And we have around 50 students this year.
Okay.
And we just have some great kids this year. Love to have you down to meet some
Thank
of
you.
Them. And I'd love to get them to visit the studio.
We'd love to have them. We've had them in the past, and we'd love to have them back. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So consider it an open invitation. We'd love to have the kids come over and see a visual art being performed right here.
Awesome.
So, you know, looking ahead now, going into the fall, what's new at Woodward? What's coming up?
Well, I'm new.
That's true. Yeah.
And, you know, Break a Leg, which I mentioned.
Yeah.
And we're kind of, you know, emphasis on community. That was lost a little bit at all schools during the pandemic. And
that was a major focus of Renee, too, when she was in charge. She really wanted to reach out to Quincy, especially when the pandemic first hit, offered her assistance to the public schools. To see if there was any way they could collaborate together. So do you hope to continue something like that?
Yes,
okay,
definitely. And, you know, the greater Quincy community, but also being able to see parents and have in-person admissions visits and having more opportunities for kids to connect with one another after school.
Yep.
We're doing an after-school program that kids who aren't playing soccer or in theater can, you know, participate in yoga or filmmaking and some other activities where we're kind of broadening our after school opportunities and hopefully providing more opportunities to connect in community service and service learning so that we can support some of the other nonprofits in town.
Yeah. Will we see you coaching at any time?
I hope to get down and help out Coach G's awesome.
Okay.
And I don't know if you've met Coach G.
I have not.
He's been our, he's coached it all. He's coached soccer, basketball, and softball, and is the AD. And he's put up a lot of banners for Woodward. And he keeps teasing me, you got to come down and work with the kids a little bit. And so I look forward to lacing up the high tops and getting out there a little bit this this season.
That I was going to say, you probably have to scratch that itch.
I still got it. We can do it.
For the future of graduates from Woodward, Alex, where do you see them going in the future?
Alumni were involved in the search committee that helped hire me, so I get to meet some of them through that process. And we have just some real committed alumni who are just phenomenal. And that was another attractive component to coming here, was meeting them and hearing their story and hearing about their passion for Woodward. And the fact that they were volunteering their time to help out showed me that this school really has a great mission, and that I wanted to be a part of. And to kick off staff orientation, it was like September 1st, we had Grace O'Sullivan from Weymouth come up, and she talked about her experience at Woodward and how it really the family atmosphere helped her really build her confidence and find her voice. And she still relies on advice from a lot of her teachers at Woodward, and that those strong bonds and connections in our small classes really really help kids a lot.
Sure.
And she's at Harvard College now in her second year, and she's doing it, and she's surpassed her own expectations for herself. And it was a great way to kick off the year, and all our staff were able to hear her tell her story. Just standing up in our auditorium and delivering.
Maybe see themselves in her at some point in their future.
Yeah, it was really powerful.
Yeah. So great to meet you, and I wish you continued success in your career at Woodward and beyond.
Great. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. And please tell the girls, come out over anytime, and we'd love to have you back as well.
Excellent.